Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In the 4th chapter of the book of Galatians, I'm going to read verses 7 through 10. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Howbeit then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. In our lesson yesterday, we find that the Galatians had come from being a servant of the elements of the world, servants to their idols and their false gods, and had become sons of God. But now here, Paul was afraid of their backsliding back into bondage to those traditions of their past. Having reminded them of their relationship to God as sons, Paul raised the question and referred back to their days before they met God. Paul said in verse 8, when you knew not God. At that time, they were quite ignorant of the existence of the true God, to say nothing of knowing Him intimately. In this condition of ignorance, they did service unto them which by nature are no God. The Jews refused to acknowledge the existence of any other God than Jehovah. Paul is saying that the Gentiles, old heathen idols, claiming to be gods, were imposters. Yet the fact is, the Gentiles had served them as if they were true gods. This devotion to false gods brought them under bondage. But now, Paul says, but now, after that you have known God. That's in verse 9. This indicates that their present state is in marked contrast to their former one. Their previous ignorance had been replaced by experience with God, the true God. To emphasize that such knowledge was dependent upon God and not on them, Paul adds this, or rather are known of God. And now, the question that burned in his heart could be asked, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements wherein you desire again to be in bondage? Paul's heart's cry was, how can you do it? They knew the bondage of which they were under. In its place, they had found the glorious liberty of the sons of God. In spite of the glowing promises of the Judaizers to submit themselves to the law, was to return again to the enslaving elements, which was weak and poor. It was incredible to Paul that this could be their desire. The specific part of the law to which the Galatians were turning was the observing of days and months and times and years. These referred to the Jewish festivals and fast days. The likelihood is that the Judaizers had started their attack at this very point. Such activities would be quite similar to the elements of the world under which they had previously been in bondage as they worshiped their false gods and did the things that their traditions and their superstitions demanded that they do, from which God had delivered them. God, through Christ, had redeemed them from them, just as Paul had been redeemed from the law of Moses. Perhaps the Galatians did not realize where this path would lead them. Paul understood what was happening. He declared, "I am afraid of you." This could be translated, "I fear for you." This is the true shepherd's heart as he sees his flock turning down a dangerous path. He fears for their safety and the outcome of their wandering. But there is another element in Paul's fear, "lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain." Paul had gone to Galatia at no small personal price and had labored there without reservation. Now he fears that all of his labor had been in vain, as indeed it would be if they reverted back to Judaism. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.